you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You going to come here, we going to laugh, we going to educate, we going to entertain, and we going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back.
He's back!
What's going on, man? I'm super excited to be here on this Wednesday evening. And yeah, I am starting a little early today, man. Unk is a little bit tired.
Nope.
Unk is having a long week.
Nope.
Unk is tired. My morning's been crazy. So I'm going to get in bed early because I got another crazy morning tomorrow. So it is what it is. But anyway, man, having a great week so far. Workout was great. Preparing for the High Rocks. And what we got? 11 days. Preparing for the High Rocks in 11 days, man. So, yeah, I've been getting to it. But, you know, clients doing well, been busy, so that's a good thing. And listen, I got some stuff on the way for y'all. Got some good stuff on the way. I know I feel like I always say that, but I do have some good stuff on the way. Anyway, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. You're probably wondering what I need you to do. I need you to go ahead and hit that like button. You're probably wondering why you got to hit the like button. You got to hit the like button because this is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. And listen, we got the most haters. We got the most backlash out of any other fitness podcast. And it's not even a debate at this point. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only Best Playback Gang on YouTube, a.k.a. the PBG. Shout out to the Playback Gang, man. Listen, I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And I don't know if I have any rants to go on. But I will point out that, you know, this is a situation I bring up pretty often. At one point last year, they was trying to cancel your boy C. Marty Fit. They was trying to cancel your boy C. Marty Fit.
What?
Because I said trainers need to be in shape. Well, I'm getting messages because I'm blocked by this particular trainer I reacted to. But apparently, this big back trainer, they in the comments cutting her big ass up. They letting her have it. So, yeah, I mean, I told you trainers need to be in shape. And people are not buying the plus size trainer. People not buying it no more, man. You know, you're going to have a few, but most people ain't rocking with that. So, and we the source here. We tell the truth here, man. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get in these comments because we got a hell of a show today, bro. Wicked Scorpion, first on the show again. Unk starting a bit early. What up, Frost? Overnight Oats of Fire. Let's go see Marty. What's up, baby? 10 reps of deadlifts at 315 this morning. I'm already strong, bro. Good stuff, Mike.
I'm getting old.
Big Spy in the building. Marty with the early laugh on granny time. Absolutely. Listen. It's not that I'm on grandpa time. It's that I get up earlier than all y'all ninjas. I'm up training and y'all ninjas are still asleep. So I gotta go to bed. All right. Then I'd be up later than a lot of y'all, too. Well, especially on them Friday nights, them 10 o'clock episodes, man. Too young to be an unk. I mean, hey, my friend said, I'm the biggest C. Marty fan in Florida. She's such a hater. Infamous 3. Shout out to Infamous 3. Appreciate you. Saying trainers need to be in shape is like saying pilots need to know how to fly. Man, listen, why is this even a conversation? You know what? If we got time at the end of the show, I got something for y'all. Y'all remind me at the end of the show. I got something for y'all. Coach Chunky don't like you. Coach Chunky. I might have to start using that joint. 30 is unk status or whatever, man. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? See Marty in the gym by 4 a.m. Stop playing with him. Exactly. You wake up early to play PS5. You ain't got no job. Let Instagram tell it, you know. Coach Pro Fitness says salute, man. Hey, with all that being said, hit the like button. Let's get this episode started. Yeah. We got normalized real bodies. Normalized real bodies. Guys, maybe we're being a little mean. Maybe we need to normalize real bodies. Let's see what's going on. Mariushani, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. Let's normalize real bodies. Let's check it out. Like I said, make sure you hit the like button, man. And y'all know what community this is. Y'all know what community this is.
So I am an aspiring personal trainer. I'm almost certified to be a personal trainer. One thing I want to say about the personal training industry and also like the
Hold on. My bad. She had text over her head. Unsolicited opinion on the gym. On the gym industry and personal trainers. Okay, I wanted to see if she has something significant in there. She doesn't. Sorry, let's start it over.
So I am an aspiring personal trainer. I'm almost certified to be a personal trainer. One thing I want to say about the personal...
Does she look like a personal trainer? Oh, let me stop. My bad. I didn't mean to say that.
...training industry and also like the gym industry as well is we don't normalize real bodies. I have came across a lot...
We don't normalize real bodies.
What?
What does that mean?
A lot of gym influencers that I personally was like, oh, wow. I like your workouts. I like your content. I like the way that you look. And then come to find out, you're on YouTube showing that you got your body done.
Here we go. Listen. What we're not going to do is sit here and focus on a trainer, quote unquote trainer, who got their body done and act like this is most of the industry. Because one thing actual trainers do is point out the people who lie about their surgery or try to use their surgery to get money. So people will take something like this and try to invalidate what trainers talk about and act like all of us got surgery or all of us had some type of cheat code or steroid or something like that.
Years ago. And you want to be a gym.
This is not most trainers.
You can't show somebody how to grow a donkey donk. And you bought yours. Granted, I will say this. I personally have a heavy back there. I have a wagon that I'm dragging. And
that's why you're fat, huh?
I was born with it. I was blessed to have it. I can't teach you how to grow your ass. And I didn't have to grow mine. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, this is how I grew my ass. When I know I did.
Sounds like she hating.
I'm not going to show you this is what you need to be doing to go grow your glutes. And I know I woke up one day. And
sound like she hating. What? Sound like she hates.
These influencers are getting their body done and you guys are believing the way that they look. Let's be real. A lot of personal trainers out there aren't even showing people how to stick to their routine, emphasize these workouts when they're not around.
This woman doesn't need to be a personal trainer. Because that's what trainers do. That's literally what we do online. It's a small percentage of the industry that's on here lying about their steroids, lying about surgery, lying about the tummy tuck, lying about whatever. Again, trainers get a bad rap and they always trying to find a way to discredit us. Come on, man. We ain't got time for that.
Wasting $200 a session on a personal trainer. No, a personal trainer is supposed to be there and personalize your workout plan for you and help you gravitate towards your goals. I had somebody tell me the other day that they booked a personal trainer and all they did was show them the workout and they left them to do the workout. What? So we're not encouraging those words of affirmation anymore? We're not making sure that we're there holding them accountable for when they get tired.
What are you talking about?
Well, you only have a 30-second break, so you need to pick it up. Because you want to see those results, don't you? What? Stop wasting your money on these personal trainers when you could look that up online.
So you're trying to become a trainer, but you're sitting here saying stop wasting your money on personal trainers. We're almost done, y'all.
So, like, well, I don't want to go to a personal trainer that doesn't even look like they're working out, doesn't look the way I want to look. You don't have no say-so in anybody's physique that is in the gym when
yeah, this
you're
is hating.
Not.
Yeah, this is hating, bro.
You have
this is
goals.
Big hating.
That's why you're in the gym. Why are we talking?
Yeah, this is big hating, man. Big back hating,
oh,
man.
Brother,
big
this
back
guy
hating.
Stinks.
Listen, it's gonna be some trainers out there whose body just looks better than yours. It's gonna be people out there who actually put the work in to make a change. What we can't do is sit here and jump to the conclusion and assume someone got surgery, assume someone got work done, assume someone got the cheat code. When you sitting here and you haven't put the work in, you haven't even gotten your certification yet, you can make amazing transformations in the gym. So until it's confirmed, I wouldn't make that assumption about anybody. And get off YouTube and stop watching trainers who got surgery. And stop making that the standard for the gym. Or making that everyone else's standard. Stop acting like that's everybody. Just because you've seen one person on YouTube who was honest about their surgery. At least she was honest about the shit. And she wasn't lying. But this right here, that's what I'm saying. It's pure hate. And this just goes along with the thing that when you get in the gym, this is what you got to deal with. So just be ready for it. And that's why we got this podcast, to point it out. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. And let's get these comments. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Let's get in these comments, man. Why am I not surprised by her size and thoughts on normal body? It's Marie Ushiani. At the gym, logged on late. What do I see? Supreme fuckery. I never met one trainer with surgery, man. That me neither, actually. I never have either. Also, I see Wicked not playing with you. Yeah, Wicked first. I'll never understand getting in the gym after surgery. The lazy workaround, but then get in the gym like they worked hard, lame. I agree, that's lame. But that's not the majority of trainers. 200 a session, I think that's out LA, Miami, New York. Grow your glutes, how about squats, deadlifts, donkey kicks? Exactly.
Dom DeMarco.
Kiara's trolling again, nothing new. She said we don't have any say-so on people's bodies, no. But I have say-so on who I spend my money with. Exactly. Abdullah Jewel, what up? Them Benaroll BBWs gonna let dudes crack on Valentine's Day for a checkers combo. You cannot get a free hoodie. You could buy a hoodie, though. You could definitely buy a hoodie.
Nope.
Let'sbrunchandsmorecrunches.com. Girl, if you don't... I got you.
Boy, if you don't...
Yeah, we not even entertaining trolls today. Why she so angry? She must be hungry. Damon, what up? Mary Ushiani is the wifey. We in here. Oh, okay. All right. Bet. All right. I put it together now.
DeMarco.
All right, man. Hey, hit the like button. We got Mike Tyson. Y'all know who the Mike Tyson is, you know? One of the greatest boxers to touch the ring. He is he's back in shape now, but at one point he got to 345 pounds. Right, so he had to clean up his act, clean up his diet. So he's going around on a clean eating campaign. Basically, he's calling out companies for junk food. He's encouraging people to eat cleaner. But black women got a problem with it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah, black women got a problem with it. If you don't believe me, let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And let's see what black women had to say about Mike Tyson.
I'm so fat and nasty. I will eat anything. I was like 345 pounds, a quart of ice cream every hour. I had so much self-hate when I was like that. I just wanted to kill myself.
You see Mike Tyson, he's opening up about how he felt when he was heavier, right? And a lot of people feel that way. That's why they get in the gym and lose weight.
We're the most powerful country in the world. And we have the most obese, fudgy people.
What the fuck fudgy. Is that about? Like,
oh. Bonnet Warrior.
Fat and nasty. You guys, you know, there was a few commercials that really was turning me off. I think that this one in particular was really pissing me off. Because mm-hmm. why would you even say something like that? Fudgy? Like...
So instead of her acknowledging that Mike Tyson is putting the facts out, he's sharing his story, that which can help someone. She's mad about the word fudgy. She's mad about the delivery.
Nope.
She's mad it wasn't sugarcoated and saying black women have a PhD even though they're fat.
I'm a PhD.
It wasn't said how she wants it to be said. So she has a problem with it. And this is a problem not only the black community, but America in general. If something isn't said in a cuddly sugar coating, sprinkle, icing on the cake-ass, cupcake-ass way, you're not even going to listen. You're not even going to realize that this man is asking people to improve their health. Let's keep it going.
Who is the target audience of this video? Because you can't possibly be talking to plus-size people. It can't be. You can't be talking to anybody overweight. You not, because you're not talking to me.
Because he said fudgy, so you feel disrespected. What word should he have used? What word should he have used?
You're not about to bring me in by calling me fudgy and saying that you fat and nasty when you... Like, what do you mean? Like, this shit
That's
is
how
so
we feel.
Ridiculous. You can't even help but laugh. Because what are we doing?
Yeah, man. This is it. This right here explains the 60% obesity rate. You can't fix a problem if you can't acknowledge the problem. This guy is sharing how he felt. And like I said, it's a lot of people that feel that way. 9 times out of 10, this triggered woman probably feels the same exact way. But because it hurts her feelings to think about it, it might hurt her feelings to actually say that and acknowledge the truth, she's going to have a problem with it. And listen, you're never going to improve if you don't seek the truth. You're never going to lose weight if you don't seek the truth, right? If you don't really sit down and acknowledge how you feel, like, nah, I really don't like this shit. If you sit here and keep looking up lame excuses and looking up reasons to not get your ass in the gym,
nope.
You keep looking up reasons to be offended.
Nope.
And that's why you won't jumpstart your weight loss process. That's why you ain't gonna lose no motherfucking weight. You gotta understand that, man. And I see people do this often, right? I've seen people leave trainers because they didn't like how the trainer sound. I've seen people leave relationships. Oh, we're gonna talk about that later in the show, because they didn't like that someone told them they need to get it together. Right? Men and women. And so when you can develop that skill of being coachable, your life is definitely going to change. And that is another reason why, I know a little off topic here, but that's another reason why I think kids need to play sports. Because if you grow up getting some type of coaching, you grow up getting some type of correction, you're not going to have these issues in the future. You're not going to be in denial. You're not going to believe bullshit propaganda, right? You're not going to become a bot NPC and just believe any fucking thing and repeat it. Like, you could be morbidly obese and healthy. You're not going to believe anything like that if you learn the skill of being coached, right? And that's why a lot of people don't like me. That's why a lot of people don't like trainers. That's why they think trainers are toxic. We get paid to tell the truth, right? I wouldn't want a client like that. Me and a client like that are not going to do well. If you hear anybody ever say anything bad about my trainer, they probably act like Keisha Bonnet Warrior right now.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Real talk, man. Real talk. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco.
Gene, what up? Ron DeBias, what up? My thing is, that is his experience. That's how he felt. And he's not the only person that feels that way. Right, I could see if he came out and said it, and nobody ever said they felt disgusting when they were overweight. And that's just a new thing. But no, a lot of people say that, and that's part of their motivation to get in the gym. Why is the worst thing you can call a black woman is fat? I can think of some far worse things.
You know, black people.
No, I'm going to be honest, bro, because it's true. Because it's true. We have a video about that coming soon, too. But like I said, it's true, man. You know, ugly people don't want to be called ugly. Stinky people don't want to be called stinky. The list goes on. Broke people don't want to be called broke. Average people don't want to be called average. Below average people don't want to be called below average. That's just how it is. No need to go to war over Mike Tyson's resume. Unk has push-ups named after him simply because that's how he did them. Nobody knows what to call them. Tyson, he has push-ups. Tyson push-ups? Mike Tyson push-ups? I don't even know what those are. Hello, I am super short. Is that good or bad? Football edits? I don't know if this is the podcast for you, brother. Big nasty inner feelings. He can say whatever the fuck he wants. Fudgy. I saw a lot of people on Twitter offended by that commercial. They all had anime advies. Man, listen, bruh. Twitter, wow. That's where I saw the video originally was Twitter. I saw the responses, but when I saw this reaction stitched to it, I was like, I got to put this on the show. I know that bonnet stink. Big bitches love to convince themselves that everything is okay because it's too hard for them to put in the work. And listen, that's all it comes down to. It comes down to soft. We're soft. It requires work ethic. It requires getting uncomfortable. It requires a little bit of physical pain. It requires saying no to your freaking appetite and quote unquote food noise, what they call it now. You got to say no. You got to say no. And, you know, this is a great skill. You need discipline. You need discipline to elevate. You need discipline to be a great parent, to be a great spouse, whatever it is. You got to have some type of discipline. And hold up. Now I'm about to get in my coach bag. Hold on. Coach C. Marty about to get in his coach bag.
C. Marty.
And the thing about discipline nobody talks about is, like, discipline is like a muscle. And I'm not trying to be like cliche or nothing, but seriously, yo, it's like a muscle. If you don't work the muscle's not going to grow. The muscle's not going to get better. If you don't work on your discipline's never going to improve. You're going to be undisciplined your whole life. And I know for myself, I'm the first person to tell you I'm nowhere near perfect. Nowhere near it. But the fact that I'm in the gym, the fact that I can be coached, right, it trickles into other areas of my life, right? And other areas where I might not be as good as I am in fitness, I've been able to improve those just because I've applied the same principles of discipline that I've gotten from fitness, right? And so these people are, a lot of the times, they're losers, right? They got fucked up baby daddy, baby mom, fucked up family situation, fucked up job. They probably not making the money they want. Business probably not doing as well as they want. So you got to think about all this stuff. You got to consider all this before you just go and listen to somebody. Who is this motherfucker I'm listening to? Right? What their body look like? Does their body look the way that they want it to look? Do I go to their page and they got all from the neck up videos? All their videos like this? Yeah, you know. Never like this. Showing the full body. It's always neck up. Close as shit. Neck on their chin as big ass back ass.
Big back activity.
It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get in these comments, man.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You're an aspiring trainer, meaning you think about it. But Wendy's, keep calling.
It's Wendy's.
What y'all think she ate before she made that video about Mike Tyson?
It's Burger King.
Did she order cheeseburgers?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Did she go to the barbecue?
It's barbecue in there.
Did she go to Popeye's?
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
Did she get some fried chicken?
You go fry some chicken.
Did she have thick ass ankles?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
All right, man. All right, let me chill, man. Let me chill. Let me get in these comments. Hey, hit the like button, man. I'm killing y'all, man. Regina said, you have a tan. Where did you go? What do you mean? Why y'all think I have a tan? I didn't go anywhere. And this the thing. Y'all be trying to tell me like I'm light-skinned, man.
Nope.
I'm team dark-skinned over here,
nope,
man. Been team dark-skinned.
Nope.
Everybody like, yeah, see, Marty, he really light-skinned for real. Where is that coming from?
What?
We don't do that. All right? Forget y'all light-skinned ninjas. It's like, no, I'm playing.
What?
ninjas don't help. They started telling fat girls they thick. Noodles, whoa, noodles, two different things. Gym girls is thick, obese. Hold up. We need some punctuation in there, Ron. Ninjas don't help. They started telling fat girls they thick. Noodles, two different things. Gym girls is thick, obese girls is fat. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Sorry, Marco. She was eating Biscoff. Biscoff cheesecake. Anyway, man, let's keep it going. We got some more. We still in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race.
Black
what
community. Black community, love y'all, but yeah. We on y'all ass today. I get the same thing. Ninjas call me light-skinned, and I'm the same color as you. I'd be like, what the fuck? Weird, bro. Weird. We got my weight doesn't define me. My weight doesn't define me. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all might like this one because this is full of excuses. Let's check it out.
Wanna lose weight? It's not that I want to lose weight. It's if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't,
hold up.
Stop the cap.
Can y'all hear that? This is a little low on my end, but I think she wants to lose weight.
You wanna lose weight? It's not that I want to lose weight. It's if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Well, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You're damn sure ain't losing no weight that way.
Nope.
You ain't ever losing weight like that.
Nope.
Okay? If you just leave it up to chance.
Do what's fun for me. I don't let society pressure me into wanting to lose weight.
And it's not society pressuring you into losing weight. Society's actually telling you what's best for you. And I'm really not trying to body shame and be funny, but any of my medical people on here, what's them scars on her arms? Is that from her obesity? Can y'all let me know? Can y'all let me know? What is that? Is that a side effect of obesity? Let's keep it going.
I still look at myself and I still see a bad bitch.
And that's black women.
Stop the cap.
Black women, you can't call yourself a bad B. And them thick ass arms look like that.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
You can't call yourself a bad B. We gotta cut this out. And what's crazy is a woman like this to say that, and then the women will enable her, right? Again, this is all the mindset, this is all the conditioning that keeps it going.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, my weight don't define me. I define me. Because I'm still living a life as a normal person.
Your weight definitely defines you.
Mm-hmm. I just take me a while to do certain things, you know?
Yeah.
I still have a man. I still had a baby.
Having a man is not a flex. A man that will take her is nothing to boast about. She says she has a baby. Ladies, they gonna kill me today. Ladies, 80% of women leave this earth and procreate. Most women have kids. That is nothing. That it means absolutely nothing. Pretty much every woman on earth, attractive or not, can find a ninja to lay down and plant a seed in her. And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being truthful. Okay? That is nothing to boast about, and it damn sure ain't a reason to neglect your health, lady.
Nope.
I still work. I got a job. I drive.
Because you have a job? You stay morbidly obese because you have a job.
And I'm
she drives. You're not healthy.
Despite my weight, I am a very healthy person.
Your doctors are not telling you you're healthy. If so, they need to be fired.
I don't got no diabetes. Never had it. Okay. High blood pressure. None of that. I'm
stop the cap. Now.
Okay.
29.
You know.
Whoo.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is delusion at its finest. Do I got any medical people in here? I don't know. I'm pretty sure those scars on her arms are from the obesity.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. There's got to be something with that. You can tell she's going to have big mama arms early.
That discoloration on her, it's got to be from the obesity. It absolutely, it probably is, right? For her to be 29 that big, she looks 43. She might not even make it to 40.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And talking about she's healthy. The delusion is insane. It doesn't matter if you have science, It doesn't matter if you have evidence. People are going to do whatever they can to be right. And guess what else they're going to do? They're going to try to convince you to think that... Oops, my bad. That sounds on point, actually. They're going to try to convince you the same thing so you can stay off of your game. So they can continue to feel good. So you don't make them feel uncomfortable. They're going to tell you you're healthy, too. Yeah, I'm big as hell healthy. Arms discolored. And you're healthy, too, with your discolored arms as well. But it's crazy, man. And a lot of these people don't understand. I've mentioned this before. The people who are enabling this shit, they would never be like you. It's a lot of people that'll tell you it's okay, but they'll make sure they never get that big. They'll make sure they're never eating the amount of calories you're eating. They'll make sure that they don't skip the gym as much as you skip the gym. Because it's people in fitness that'll sit here and coddle her ass. And this is the problem in the black community. It's too much coddling when it comes to this fitness. It was too much coddling in general, but that fitness podcast. When it comes to fitness, we keep lying to our women. And that 60% obesity rate ain't going anywhere because of it. And men play a part as well. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Where we at in these comments, man? You good, Ron. Don't worry about it. She got them big mama arms early.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Your weight isn't happenstance. Oh, man. Unc, you know those arms can cook a mean mac and cheese, but I'm lactose intolerant, so you know what happens after. You telling me her arms look like...
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name.
I'm just saying. You got it, though. I'm rushing on break. All good, Ron. Could be marks for prediabetes, full-blown type 2, or another condition. Also, if a woman says her body count or weight doesn't define her, just know it's higher than a Caucasian man credit score. That's a work job that involves a suit. She'll be dead by 50. I agree. 29. The interviewer is pissing me off. We need more black people to keep it brutally honest. Like the cyclist that got humbled. That humbled the big bakery lady. Y'all remember that video? Oh, yeah. That was funny. Apogenetic aging equals how fast your cells age compared to the chronological age. Is that what that was? Isn't she scratching? It might be the bug bites from dirtiness. Oh, my God. Regina. Lazy with your body, lazy with everything else. Oh, man. Bad habits ages you faster, especially obesity. I need to see y'all healthy people's blood pressure. I'll show you mine first. Facts. We need to start checking papers. Regina says she's so big, she got bugs. Her Alfredo probably torched. You need the actual big mama your arm sound. Big facts, man. Hey, let's keep it going. We cutting up on this man. Bro, y'all funny as shit. We got chubby chasers. Our black men chubby chasers. One of the mutuals on Instagram. Shout out to my guy Paul's Tech Daddy.
No, that's, Diddy, you know.
His name is Tech Daddy. He gonna break down if he's a chubby chaser. I actually disagree with him on this one. We agree on a lot of shit, but I disagree with this one. Y'all let me know what y'all think. He gonna break down chubby chasing for y'all. And of course, it's the black community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Let's check it out, man.
Fat bitch, your big fat ass better be up and moving. Your big addy did enough snoozing.
So this is the first part of the video. It says, I'm not a chubby chaser. I just love black women. That's the topic of the video, but... This woman says, took my big ass to brunch instead. And you hear the sound telling her to go to the gym. Let's keep it going.
Problem is, y'all think that shit is cute. Y'all really think that shit is cute. And that's why black women are 60% of the obesity rate in the country over every race and every gender. Men and women, black, white, Chinese, alien, it don't matter what it is. Y'all are the biggest. And I love y'all the most. That's the only thing. So... It fucks me up because people be like, you're a chubby chaser. It's like, I'm not a chubby chaser. I just love black women, and a lot of black women are big. So
I'm not a chubby chaser. I love black women, and black women are big.
Let him cook.
First of all, we'll get into it.
What am I supposed to do? Not like black women because they're big? Fuck no. I'm still. I love y'all. I'm gonna take you through there.
Yeah, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
If you see this, you know, because I know they're gonna send it to him. Hey, the last time I reacted to him, they sent it to him. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all gonna send it to him, but listen, you my dog, but I gotta disagree with you here, dog.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Gotta disagree with you here, man. Number one, this mindset sets such a low standard for black women. If I'm a black woman, I feel disrespected by this because he's literally lowering the bar for y'all. He's saying he wants to fuck with a black woman, so he'll just accept the fact that you're fat and just still fuck with y'all.
Nope.
Not try to get y'all to improve. Not try to get one and get her to improve. He's just going to accept
it. Nope.
And he basically was saying, not saying, but basically it sounded like he understands that there's nothing that's going to happen for this number, this 60% obesity rate to change.
Nope.
And that's just sound right there that one, black woman got to start taking her health and fitness seriously. You got to stop being so sensitive about it. And once you normalize this shit, once you normalize normal bodies, normalize natural bodies and say all that bullshit, right? People have just gotten used to it. They don't expect anything else from you. They just expect y'all to be fat, right? They can't say anything to you. There's nothing that can happen at this point. It's too far gone. And y'all would be cool with a man having that low acceptance for you because you don't have to put in work. You don't have to improve. You don't have to be real with yourself. You can still live in La La Land, still live in DeLulu Land. And y'all are cool with it. That's just me. I don't think that's a good spot to be in. I would feel disrespected if I was a black woman. Because I look at it like this. I look at it like, what if women were just like, yeah, black men just broke. They just going to be broke. We just accept we going to be with a bum ass nigga.
Nope. You'd
be like, whoa, 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 relax. Maybe some people would be cool with that. I wouldn't be cool with that. So, hey, it is what it is. You know, tell the truth. You know I got it.
Dumb the Monko, Monko.
Let's get in these comments, man. Tech Daddy, Oil Daddy, the signs are similar. Unk, shut up. That's crazy. You just reached crazy right there, bro. That means he cracked AI instead of black. What? Desperation at its finest. I love my black woman too, but I feel like I'm betraying myself messing with a fat woman. It's all good. It's all good time. She eat all the chicken tenders, appetizers, entree, and still hungry.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And not all black women are fat. Well, we know that. But the way he said it, he made it sound like most of y'all. And I mean, statistically, yeah, it is most of y'all. I'm about to get in trouble. Go ahead and say it, Joe. I don't feel disrespected. One, I'm not fat. Two, look at him. Regina.
Strike three, you're up.
Regina, is this your first time getting kicked off the show? Oh, man. Yeah, Kiara, what's up with the trolling today, man? I got a feeling I know who Kiara is. I think I know who Kiara Carter is. That's some simp-ass pandering shit. His DM is finna go crazy. Oh, you know his DM. You know his DM was crazy after that. Not gonna lie, we are conditioned to like big women in the black community. Now, bro's definitely acting like simping chubby chaser. He said he wanted to fuck with black women, so he gotta fuck with fat women. That's crazy to me. That is crazy, man. Hit the like button, man. Let's keep it going. We're gonna talk about when you're telling your spouse not to gain weight. So we got Mike Rashid here. He going to give what he thinks. And then we got another counter video, not counter video, but another video to add on to that. if you're growing up in a black community and 6 out of 10 black women are big, that's most of them. It is most of them. And that's the thing. People be like, not all black women. Of course, not all black women, but it is most. That is a fact.
Locked in with somebody and then just stop caring. Because look, yep. Y'all locked in together. Y'all got time and all of this. And y'all just not caring about your body, your health. Yep. You don't want to be sick for your other person. Sickness can hit us all, but we should try to do the best that we can to prevent it from happening. Y'all should want to be attracted to each other. Like, that's a polite thing. It's the nice thing to do, to look good for your significant other, right? Thanks. Don't fall into that comfortable, start getting fat now just because you got somebody. That's for the birds.
What do they call that? The like happy weight?
Yep. That ain't happy.
I don't believe that.
That's a lazy, miserable, soggy body, soggy skin.
Facts.
Smelly. Just don't do that.
All facts. Shout out to them. I agree. I agree. You should not get big for your partner. Now, the issue is, when this happens, what is the conversation supposed to look like?
What?
Especially dealing with our sisters. Sorry, sisters.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What is the conversation supposed to look like? Because we just had a woman a couple videos ago. She basically said she heard the word fudgy or pudgy, and she didn't like that. She didn't like it. So how's that conversation supposed to sound? Let's check it out, man. Here we go.
You're getting fat. All right, so yesterday my fiance posted this.
So it says, would you tell your significant other if they were noticeably gaining weight?
The controversy is telling your girlfriend or significant other, specifically a female, that they've gained weight. The women went crazy, like bashing this guy. So I'm gonna read some of them. If you truly love her, then you will still love her with the extra weight. I'm sure she knows she's gained weight. She doesn't need you to tell her. Keep your mouth shut unless you're a shallow a-hole.
And see, this is the thing, man. A lot of women, they might know they gain weight. Some women might not know they gain weight. You know, so if you don't say anything, how is she supposed to know that you got a problem? And vice versa. The man might think it's okay to gain weight, right? So this just shut your mouth thing, it isn't helping you. It's not helping your future, and it damn sure ain't helping the relationship.
Nope.
So I just think that's crazy. Yes, we can be sensitive about our weight. If your partner is telling you you've gained weight, don't take it as a negative thing.
Just go ahead and call him fat. I mean, that's the best way to go about it, to be honest. Because if you try to sugarcoat it, you're not gonna pick up the hints. But if you're direct in telling them, hey, you're really getting fat.
For the record, he's never told me I was fat.
Hey, man, listen. I'm not saying I would come out and be like, oh yeah, you're getting fat. I'm not saying that, but I definitely would be direct and honest. I think that's the best way to be. Sugarcoating ain't doing shit. The sugarcoating is the black community. 6 out of 10 black women obese.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
And honestly, man, I'm gonna keep it 100. Whether it's the man or woman, right? You don't want to be with someone who can't take criticism, or they can't get, I'm sorry, it might sound whatever, massage you, whatever, but if I can't check you on your bullshit, then yeah, you're not for me. And in turn, you should check me on my bullshit, right? A lot of people don't understand that, you know, if I'm, whether it's slacking in my weight, whether it's whatever, you should be able to check me, right? And we a team at the end of the day in a relationship, we a team. So, and a lot of guys are scared to tell their wife the truth. They're scared. You know, and I have men come up to me all the time complaining about their wives and how their wives won't come to the gym. And I even have clients and women in the gym who complain about their guys. But did they have the conversation? What y'all think?
Nope.
They scared to have the conversation because the person is going to get offended. Right? And this is one thing that's helped me as a man. You know, I'm not saying you can't care about that person's feelings, but if you really love somebody, sometimes you're just going to have to offend them. For real. You can't say that you love somebody and watch them struggle, watch them get worse, and you say nothing about it. So, you know, you got to develop that skill. And, of course, lead by example, especially men, lead by example. But I think this is something, too, that could help obesity rates, help people lose weight. In our country, Because collectively, we're just a soft country. We're soft. So, had that conversation, man. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, but you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco.
I think I read that. He feed them BBWs Crisco. Crisco is insane, bro. Any other category, if you don't like 6 out of 10 of it, that counts as not liking that thing. Oh, wow. Why can't he love me for me? Well, I don't think someone telling you that you gaining weight doesn't mean that they don't love you. The fact that they're telling you means that they love you.
So, DeMarco.
Like, you literally have to love someone to have that uncomfortable conversation because you know it's best for them. So I think that actually shows the love, you know. And why can't he love me for me? Would you love a man if he stopped brushing his teeth or he stopped showering?
Nope.
And he was like, you need to love me for me, or he was broke. A lot of people wouldn't. No.
Nope.
I'm just being honest. Like, it's, I don't want to say it's conditional, but, you know, you do have to keep up with certain things that are in your control. Obviously, some things are out of your control. Obviously, if you get a sickness and you can't go out to the gym, that's one thing. If you get injured, you can't work, or you just miraculously lost your job and it's out of your control, yeah. But, you know, if it's something you can control, most people can control their weight. You can control the amount of food you put in your mouth. You can control using your gym membership, getting a membership. You can control those things. So, yeah. Now, I'm not saying I don't like black women, but mathematically, that's a hard accusation to beat. It is. It is. I agree with you, bro. Somebody that dates black women, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Now, I'm not saying I'm about to get a snow bunny out here. And if you, listen, I'm keeping on it. If that's what you decide to do, I don't give a fuck. If a black woman wants to get a white man, I don't care. So do what makes you happy. But Joe, this is a conversation that cannot be had in the black community because they're going to call you a coon, Uncle Tom, whatever, right? Let's say, Joe, this is real shit. This is real shit. Uh-oh, they're going to get me. Let's say, Joe, the last 5 women he talked to were all black, right? Let's say all of them stopped going to the gym. They started gaining weight. They gave up on their gym journey. Joe's last 5 women he talked to. Joe happens to meet a Latina who's in the gym. She's disciplined. She holding him accountable. She making sure he eat clean. He can make sure she eat clean. He could get her back on point. And he gets in a relationship with her, and they get engaged or something. They going to call him a coon.
I'm not going to say what race, what
am I right or wrong? Especially if it's a white girl. It's that shit is crazy, Joe. That is crazy. It's unfortunate, but it's crazy. It's the truth. Happy weight will get you cheated on, but it's tax time, so big girls is winning right now. If you know, you know. Just invite them to do something active with you. Stay active, and you should be good. Absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree. A fit person's biggest barrier will be dating someone who's not. Agree with that. Take me as I am. Take me as I am. Don't want to have the tough convo. Worry about yourself. They only get to the point when they get left behind. You know what, man? Sometimes that's what it takes for someone to improve. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Ain't nobody trying to roll big nasty to dialysis in a wheelchair every day. Is that why y'all trainers like white girl stereotypes? I mean, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I date all black women. All of my public relationships have been black women, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. All of my black trainer friends have black girlfriends and black wives. So I'm not sure what you're talking about. You know, I know black women who date white men and black men. So what are you like? That's what I'm saying, right? Y'all come in here, and it's the problem. Black women. Hold
I'm
on.
Not gonna say what race, what
it's
people.
The thing. And this how you know the weight issue is an issue in the community with these women. They don't fucking like the shit. Look how insecure that is. Look how insecure that is. Majority of black trainers out here have black women, at least in the DMV. They got black women, black wives. And y'all worried about white girls. Why the fuck are y'all so worried about white people all the time? Why do y'all think white people are better than y'all? I'm being serious. We got so many successful black folks out here doing amazing things, working their butts off, elevating, being great examples for the next generation. And y'all worried about white people. This shit is crazy, bruh. Like, dog. Like I said last episode or the episode before, you would think white people walking outside hitting us upside the head and taking our shit the way y'all act. Hey, shit is crazy, bro. Like that, and that might, you might be Marie. You might be Marie, who we banned from the show earlier. Joe Thomas, Unger's about to turn into Shannon Sharp soon. Never.
Nope.
No. Hell nah. Hey, that's one thing. I'm gonna learn from these unks making mistakes. Michigan coach, Michigan and Michigan State coach, football coaches in the past year. Shannon Sharp, who else? I'm learning from everybody, bro. The ableism is insane. Yeah, that's probably Marie. I cheated on my Slim X's too. That's not ableism. Someone being overweight is not a disability, darling. Exactly. Even though they'll act like it. Kiara Spider Mode transport his way around by standing on the tire. I don't think he cares. Spider Mode burnt out. Maria has entered the chat, typed the same in everything. If you're new to the show, we had a troll Marie who I banned from the show a few months back. I think Marie is back disguised as Kiara. But you know what? It's cool because that was a learning situation for me. I had to learn how to deal with trolls. I'm a little mature now and a better podcaster. So now I know how to turn it into an educational conversation instead of just crashing out like I used to do.
Nope.
You know what I mean? To see the growth. See how I'm coachable. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch the film and get better. You see, I'm a coach, but I look at the coach coaching the coach, man. You know what I'm saying? A couple of y'all pulled me to the side in real life. A couple of y'all sent me a DM, was like, yeah, this is what you need to do. And what I do? Coachable. You got to practice what you preach. That's why you got to be a fit trainer, and you can't be a fat trainer.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams.
I didn't mean to press that.
Dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit. You name it.
Spider-Man was climbing in and out of windows. I told my fat fiance he was fat. He got so mad at me. Eventually, he ran out of money. So it didn't work out. Yo, and I'm actually glad that you said that. Because as much as I'm getting off of fitness road, but I just got to bring this up. As much as we talk about love and shit, like that shit is conditional, bro. I don't care. Listen, one thing I learned, you got to be on your game, man or woman. You got to be on top of your bread. You got to be on top of your looks. You got to be on top of, you know, doing the duties that the other partner needs to keep them happy in a relationship. Come on, man. It's conditional out here. Get your ass in shape, man. Stop that love me for me bullshit. Come on, man. Now, I ain't saying you got to be how you were when you were 18. You ain't got to be 300 pounds. Being honest. Just being honest. I could go in on that too. Y'all let me know if y'all want to go further on that topic. We could go in there. My wife is black. She's in good shape. She was a D1 athlete. But none of her homegirls ever want to do active stuff with her. So I always got to go to these classes and hikes with her. Hey, and well, hey. The beautiful thing about it is, bro, She gonna love you for that, and if that's what's gonna keep her active, that's fire, bro. You got a great woman, bro, and I'm sure she supports you right back. So that's amazing. Shorty said you can't be fat and broke. I love it. Polish dancer. I love it. CM just said he loves black women and had no desire to get with a snow bunny, skinny or not. and you follow up with, that's why you like white girls. Give her the siren. That's all I'm saying, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. A lot of black women, like, they're obsessed with black men wanting white women. Like, why is that even a thing? Like, my thing is, like, you supposed to be so dope, so on top of your shit, that if a dude don't want you and he want a white girl, oh well. It's a dude better that wants you. That's the type of attitude you supposed to have. That's the type of attitude you supposed to have. If a chick don't want me and she want a white man, okay. Have a blast. See you later. I'm gonna get a chick that's rocking with me, bro. What the fuck be wrong with y'all? It's crazy, bro. At least he was finally running. I'm trying to surprise where I was at 18 exactly. Heavy on pick a struggle, yep. The pandering in this chat. No, you're pandering, motherfucker. He knew what it was from the beginning. We had an agreement, yep. Gotta be up front. Gotta be up front with people, man. You know? Early black man coming back. Oh, what's up, bro? Welcome back. All right, let's talk about cutwaters and alcohol, man. We're going to talk about alcohol. This girl going to break it down. Excuse me. Make sure y'all hit that like button.
Why is everybody so upset? I said that them cutwaters making y'all big. Them cutwaters are making y'all humongous. Humongous. And then there are other people like, no, it's just the alcohol in general. Okay, let's do some math here. Simple math. In a shot of Don Julio Reposado, it's about 95 to 100-ish calories, depending on how many ounces. Like, if you heavy-handed...
Now, this isn't the point of the video, but I do want to add this in there. If a shot of Don Julio is 100 calories, let's make this easy. You know most people are not having one or two shots. Let's keep it 1,000. Let's just say people on average have 5 shots. That's 500 calories. Not to mention the food that you're eating on top of that and whatever else you're drinking throughout the rest of the day, because a lot of times those 5 shots are just at one event. Then y'all bar hopping and hookah bar hopping and shit. So let's keep it going. My bad, y'all.
Maybe a little bit more than that, but I typically take about a shot. In a can of Cutwater, they range from about 200 calories to 500 plus calories. Specifically, that margarita one is 350 calories.
350 calories.
So yeah, clock that. A Buzz Ball, those little ass containers.
That's crazy.
Are 240 calories.
That's crazy.
So do that math about, you had 5 shots of tequila. Cool. That's like 500 calories. If you don't have the damn Red Bull in every single one, because y'all always want to.
Yeah, because we know y'all chasing with y'all favorite soda and juice too.
Drink the damn tequila Red Bulls. One Red Bull is 200 calories. So let's not add that, because that just adds the fuck up. It's the mixed drinks, I keep telling y'all.
Facts.
If you have 5 shots of tequila, it's 500 calories. Yes, it's bad. But it's not as bad as having 3 Cutwaters.
Facts.
Which is over 1,000 plus calories. And a lot of you...
And that's how y'all be getting big, man.
Bitches is little. And y'all can only eat about 1,500 to 1,800 calories anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Every single weekend, y'all...
So, most of your recommended caloric intake for your fitness goals... If it's 1,500 or 1,800 and you drink 3 Cutwaters, you're almost at your goal just off the Cutwaters. What type of results are you going to get like that? What type of results are you going to get like that? And then want to blame the trainer for lack of results.
Telling y'all, like, oh, it's only one day out the week. It's only one day out the week. One day out the week, you're consuming 1,000 plus added calories, when 1 pound of fat is only 3,500 calories.
Yep.
I want you to do the math on that. And also them greasy ass burgers y'all eating after the club.
That, yeah. Thank you. Man, shout out to her, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. We gotta just keep it real with each other, man. You know, people want to factor in everything else on why they gain weight or can't gain weight. They never talk about this. You have people, they drink every weekend and they're blaming thyroid, they're blaming whatever the fuck. hormones, PCOS. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's going to be hard to lose weight because those things, a poor diet doesn't support that shit.
Nope.
It actually makes those symptoms worse.
Nope.
It's going to make things flare up.
Nope.
It's going to make you even more bloated.
Nope.
So let's talk about that before we talk about being a black woman and your bodies are different. No, women were not this big 50 years ago.
Nope.
Black women were not this big 50 years ago. So let's keep it real, man. And at the end of the day, bro, we got to have an honest talk about alcohol. Not only are you not losing weight, eating trash, probably making bad decisions. You're probably laying down with people you don't need to lay down with. You're probably in a relationship that the bond was created off of alcohol. That's why y'all drink around each other all the fucking time, because y'all can't stand each other's guts without alcohol, right? Risking getting a DUI. I mean, the list goes on. The list goes on. Hungover the next day, so you're not as productive, so you're probably going to skip the gym. The list goes on, man. Put that shit down. I'm not telling you not to ever drink it, but every weekend, then you got to go crazy when you do drink. I mean, if you want to have some fun, that's one thing, man, but like, you know, it ain't worth it. It really ain't worth it, man. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I'm cooking today.
Dom DeMarco.
Cooking today, man.
Let him cook.
Cooking today. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? SAG, what up? Jenny's late to the pod again. How much is a shot in size? That I don't know. I don't know. Do I like Don Julio? Not really.
Nope.
Honestly, that shit, tequila, I'm low-key allergic to tequila. My if I drink tequila, my skin acts up. So I don't even drink tequila. I don't drink tequila at all, man. It's got to be like if I'm doing something with one of my friends and they're like, take a shot. I might take one shot, but I'm just drinking tequila, no more than that. I can't drink that shit. That should be fucking with my skin. I've had different types of skin reactions to that. Like, I don't want to get into it. But, yeah, I can't drink that shit. Like to the point where I've had to go to the hospital. It's one of them situations. Yeah. That's how bad my skin get. Doesn't a Long Island iced tea have something like 700 calories? Yes. This podcast made me stop drinking. You had a video of someone breaking down what alcohol does to you. I only do it maybe once a year, twice a year. Yeah. And they listen, that's why I do this thing. I ain't going to touch everybody, but I'm going to help some people. All that sugar, and it still doesn't mask the rubbing alcohol smell and taste. Crap. Crap. Jess V, welcome to the show, Jess V.
Welcome to the show.
Jess V forgot about the podcast, fam.
Welcome to the show.
I'm playing. I stopped drinking, and when I go out, people ask me, you drinking tonight? I'm like, do it matter? If you want to drink, have it. They feel some type of way if you don't drink. Yeah. Crabs in a barrel. Crabs in the barrel. They want you to. They know alcohol is going to, you know, make them fat and, you know, give them some liquid courage. They want you to have some liquid courage too. I don't drink anymore, but wine used to make my skin flaky and tons of dandruff. TMI. And people don't talk about that. Like alcohol, the reactions. Like my skin, it could be. Never mind. It could be acne, and it was some other shit too. nothing crazy. Like no Diddy shit.
No Diddy, you know.
Nothing like that. But it was just it's wild. It's wild. My body does not react well to that. So is it the love of alcohol and club culture making our women obese sound like a poor choice and excuse? Yeah, I think alcohol has something to do with it. I think alcohol and club culture have something to do with it, man. And you even look at the music that, you know, black community as a whole, but you look at the music our women listen to too, you know, they talk about drinking in it a lot. It's twerking music. It is F a nigga this, F a nigga that. Excuse my language. I said I'm going to stop saying the N-word on here, right? And when you screaming that stuff, what type of environment are you in? You're going to be in the club, F a ninja this, F a ninja that. You're going to be in the club with the girls twerking, smoking hookah, right? So it's a culture issue that adds to the obesity rate. And people want to act like it's straight genetics. They want to act like it's straight higher bone density and higher muscle mass. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
It's more than that, man. You know what I mean? You got to peel a layer back. That's why we do the podcast like this, man. That's why we got this podcast. Playback gang, I'll be back on the live in April after surgery rotations. Miss y'all, fit fam. Okay, Rhonda, well, just make sure you stay on the playback gang. I rarely drank alcohol, maybe once or twice from a sip under 18, but it was gross. All right, we got one more video. We got a dude hating. Of course, we got bitch ass ninjas hating, man. Let's check it out. I look like Miss Puff when I drink. Can't be fine looking like a roundabout. Chubby face, thick face, thick ass face.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have Big Mama arms early.
Let's check out this last video.
I've been trying this new push day split, and I'm not gonna lie, it's been having.
All right, this guy's jacked. He must know what he's doing, so let's watch his pull day.
He look good, no cap. First, we got
okay, lap pull downs, three sets, no back, straps. Terrible. Another.
First of all, no straps. You don't have to have your straps on a pulling day. I don't know where this. I've seen multiple videos. It's usually white people. Usually white people on here shaming people for not having straps on pull day. Listen, if you want to improve your grip strength, don't use straps. It's okay. Like, we got to cut this hating shit out.
Straps, terrible. Another three sets, that should be enough for your back. Also, do this chest supported. This is a complete waste of time.
No, it's not.
Okay, easy bar curls, I like it. Use straps, though. The fuck is this? This is terrible. And three sets of rear delt cable pulls. You already hit your rear delts enough. Again, terrible.
Bro, since when can you... First of all, he gets an old brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Since when can you not hit a muscle twice in a workout? Since when can you not hit a smaller muscle like the rear delt twice in a workout? What are we doing here, man? And this is what you got to deal with. This is what you got to deal with when you get fit, man. And you would think, you know, I experience this a lot because I have a good physique. I don't have the best physique, right? But, you know, as much game as I put out, as much as I try to help people, doing this podcast three times a week, posting every day, people going to pinpoint something. People going to pinpoint something. Oh, I don't know, your form. Why are you doing that exercise?
Nope.
Why are your legs not big enough?
Nope.
Man, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
People are going to hate on you when you're great. That dude right there looked like an athlete. He looked like he was strong. He looked like he could move a little bit, right? And nothing was wrong with dude, but people just want to find an issue. And the dude commenting, guarantee his physique ain't better than the dude he was commenting on.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Guarantee his physique is no better. All right? So just get ready for it when you get fit, man. Somebody going to have a problem with you. And that's another fire episode on the Let's Brunches More Crunches podcast. Fire episode, man. Yes, straps. What he needs straps for. Yeah, the strap trend is corny, man. The strap trend is corny. If you want to use straps, use them. If you don't want to use them, don't use them. You don't have to have straps on back day. And the strongest people with the strongest back movements and the strongest back muscles, I guarantee you're not using straps.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Like, come on, man. It's really a cheat code if you ask me, but they say it's not. But what do I know? I'm just a dumb trainer. Hernandez geeking. They just want to make commission. Yep. It's terrible using straps. Won't develop your grip strength. Exactly. And grip strength is, I forgot the study, but I read a study on grip strength. And it's tied to your longevity and your health somehow. I'm gonna have to look that up. And so if you're not, you know, if you're not working on that, especially for men, you know, you're tripping. You're working backwards. for a man to do a reaction to another man's shirtless video is very Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, Regina, talk your ish. The fuck he talking about? If it's a target muscle area, you're going to work the muscle area more than once. Goofy head ass ninja. Exactly. You know, like if I want to target hamstrings, if I'm doing a hamstring workout, right? If I'm doing a lower body workout where I want to target hamstrings, I'm doing more than one hamstring movement. What the fuck? PNKRCK mom, haven't caught a live in forever. Well, welcome back to the show. Is that punk rock mom?
Dom the Monko.
Punk rock mom, haven't caught a live in forever. Welcome back. Fire. This was fire. Thank you, Stephanie. Only thing you need to strap for is the Vin and Roll baddies Michael Hawkins be going smack at. what his physique and routine look like? Exactly. Exactly. Tell that white boy he need to strap. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Y'all are wild, man. Anyway, like I said, another fire episode on Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Go ahead, follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share it with a friend. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the hoodie, for any gear, or you can buy directly from my YouTube. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. New Trey meal plans in the description, 50% off. Discount code C Marty Fit 50 on your first delivery. So go ahead, check that out, man. And listen, we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to keep telling the truth. Black man, black woman, white man, white woman. And I see we got a new troll in here. You know, it's all good. I like the trolls. But like I said, we're going to turn it to education now. You know, because listen, I got too many bars, man. I got too many bars, bro. I've been doing this for a long time. I know y'all think I just got on YouTube. But nah, we've been doing this for a while, man. So listen, with all that being said, we live again Friday. We're going to do Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We're no longer doing 10. We're going to do 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. That's going to be the new set time for the live on Friday. And we're going to keep it going, man. I'm excited for what the year has to bring. We're going to keep this thing pushing, man. So you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you don't place at High Rocks, don't watch the podcast. Anyway, man, I'm going to catch y'all on Friday, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the Playback Gang. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.